A month ago today, a drum major with the celebrated Florida A&M marching band died in a hazing incident. His name was Robert Champion. This morning, the Board of Trustees rejected Governor Rick Scott's request that the university's president be suspended while that death is being investigated. Some parents and students worry about what the scrutiny will mean for other band programs. NPR's Allison Keyes spoke to people attending a College Bowl game in Atlanta yesterday.
In the parking lot outside of the historically black colleges and universities All-Star Bowl, tailgaters were talking about the questions surrounding Champion's death. Valerie Rochester's daughter is in a high school performing arts program.
My daughter is a senior in high school, and she was thinking about going to FAMU, and I am really hesitant about it.
Florida A&M is known as FAMU. Rochester and others at the game say the news coverage of Champion's death has made it sound as if hazing is a problem only at African-American schools. But Rochester says there was also hazing at her alma mater, Boston College.
It can happen at any school.
Inside the stadium, Edith Kwanza's twin daughters were playing their hearts out with the Tri-Cities High School band. They were in Florida with the band the day Robert Champion was found unresponsive on a Florida A&M University band bus. Both bands were in Orlando for the Florida Classic.
They call Miss like, Mama, a student is dead.
The Florida State Medical Examiner has ruled that the 26-year-old Champion's death was a homicide and concluded that he was beaten severely in a hazing incident and died within an hour. Kwanza says band, no matter what school or age level, is family, and no one should lose their life.
Band, for me, is something that's supposed to be fun activities. So to find out a student's life have been lost because of hazing, I think is very disturbing.
Band students from many HBCUs have taken to Twitter and Facebook, saying they are disturbed by the shadow they feel is being cast against their collective band programs. Sitting in the stands at the game, Prairie View A&M University sophomore Jordan Blackshire is among them.
Band is not a bad thing. It's really not a bad thing. It's pretty fun.
He says if you don't know what's going on in the band, you can't judge them all by what happened at one school.
Only thing that might happen is punishment might be some push-ups. But band, you have to be physically fit to be in band. So push-ups is going to benefit you. Running around is going to benefit you.
But for people like Keith Saylor, the larger issue here is that the scrutiny sparked by Champion's death could hurt those who aspire to what he calls the honor of being part of a famous band program like Florida A&M.
I mean, you're treated like rock stars.
Saylor is an alumnus of Florida A&M and now raises money for the band at Southwest DeKalb High School, Champion's alma mater. But DeKalb County has suspended its band activities while it investigates two hazing reports, right at the time of year when students are applying for band scholarships. Saylor worries that this could eventually affect the number of students entering music programs.
Once you have less kids entering into the music programs in college, their college budgets get cut. Then you get less students graduating in music, becoming music instructors and directors and things of this nature. So it's a full circle.
Robert Champion's parents have said, "We don't want to stop the music. We want to stop the hazing." Allison Keyes, NPR News, Atlanta.